The area of low pressure that brought rain to the region last night has quickly moved off to the northeast today. Late on this Friday afternoon, that storm center is over the Canadian Maritimes. In the wake of that system, we've had a quiet day across the region under a mixture of clouds and sunshine and a bit of a gusty breeze out of the west. Temperatures have come up into the 50s and 60s across New York and western New England. Radar does show that we have a couple of light sprinkles in portions of the North Country, but by and large, we have generally dry conditions across most of our region as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend. A little bubble of high pressure will build in from the south as we work into tonight, and that will tend to break up the cloud cover a bit, so I'm forecasting a sky of partly cloudy to mostly clear. It is going to be a cool night as temperatures fall back mainly into the 40s, though we might see a few 30s across portions of the North Country. During the day tomorrow, we'll start off with some sunshine, but clouds will tend to increase during the day as an area of low pressure begins to approach the region. The actual center of the low pressure will tend to track to our northwest, moving up over the Great Lakes region. Further, a second area of low pressure will develop to our southeast out around the northern Carolina coastline, around the Outer Banks. And that little area of low pressure will tend to scoot to our southeast during the late day and nighttime hours tomorrow. So we're actually going to be sandwiched between two systems, and that will tend to at least increase the moisture in the air. So we'll see clouds thicken through the day. We could see a few showers, especially north and west of Albany, before sunset tomorrow. High temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 60s. By tomorrow night, we'll have the chance for some showers coming across the region. And by Sunday, the rain threat will mainly be over, though there is going to be the chance for a few spotty sprinkles, mainly north and west of Albany, as we go through the day on Sunday. Additionally, it will turn cooler on Sunday. After we have highs mainly in the 60s tomorrow, I'm expecting highs to be in the 50s for the second half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of afternoon showers, high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the lower to mid 40s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sunshine and increasing clouds, high in the lower to mid 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sunshine and increasing clouds, high in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly north and west of Albany, high in the 50s, and on Monday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.